Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington. Mask mandates hit the surrounding counties as Governor Bill Lee gives county mayors health authority.
A second tax-free holiday may come to a restaurant near you.
Plus, we'll talk about a great new place that could be a much-needed Nashville daycation.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. This episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. Screen Threads is a Nashville curated shop located in the historic Marathon Village. Use code Nashville Daily to get 10% off your next online order. Their website is screenthreads.com. Mention this ad in the store and get 10% off as well.
All right. So I'm sure myself, Stuart, and the rest of the world actually was very saddened to hear about the death of Charlie Daniels, who died at age 83. Yesterday in Nashville. If you don't know who Charlie Daniels is, he's a country music legend. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame.
He's a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Member of the Grand Ole Opry. You may know him well from Devil Went Down to Georgia. He's an incredible fiddle player, an incredible person. He's from North Carolina, but lived in Nashville, more specifically the Mount Juliet area. And so our hearts go out to him and his family and a lot of people who really loved his music. So you can check the links in the show notes. It takes you to the News Channel 5 article that gives you more details about the life of Charlie Daniels.
A lot of the news that's coming out today is coming actually from the State House. And Governor Bill Lee gives Tennessee and county mayors the power to require face masks.
So according to News Channel 5, Governor Bill Lee signed an executive order on Friday giving county mayors the authority to issue local mask requirements. Executive Order 54 is what he signed. It impacts county mayors in 89 counties. Obviously,
he has been busy signing executive orders. It's like, I just like imagine him like, there's a person to his right, person to his left.
With an executive order. Yeah, and the reason we didn't talk about this on Monday's podcast is because we didn't see any local health authorities who have mandated this yet. The order came out on Friday. Local health authorities haven't really acted on it until Monday. So we're talking about it today. The first example of this is Williamson County, where Brentwood and Franklin are located. So according to News Channel 5, Mayor Rogers Anderson signed an executive order on Monday requiring masks or face coverings, which will go into effect on 11:59 p.m. tonight. And this order will expire on August 3rd, which is great to see something like that, an expiration date on this. We didn't see it with Nashville's, and we don't see it with Sumner County. So Sumner County also issues a face mask, or at least there's not an expiration date here in the News Channel 5 article. And the Sumner County mayor was Anthony Holt. He issues an executive order requiring residents to wear face masks while in public. The countywide order will take into effect actually today. So if you're listening to this, it's already in effect.
And then down in Rutherford County, where Murfreesboro is found, Mayor Bill Kentron has asked residents to be a Rutherford hashtag Rutherford responsible in wearing masks in public. But then he also said this: I believe in our citizens, and I'm confident that we can do this without forcing their hands. So they are not mandating a mask-wearing mandate.
Yeah, so he says being Rutherford responsible, quote-unquote, means wearing a mask in public when social distancing is impractical, along with other protective measures recommended by the CDC. That's what the county officials said in their press release. All right, now we actually have some good news coming to Nashville. All right, if anybody's just like, what the heck is happening right now? If you have not seen this television show, Futurama, oh, man.
You need to. It's a fantastic TV show.
It's binge-worthy. It'll change your life. It's so funny. It's so good. Yeah. But good news, you'll realize where this reference comes from once you start to see Futurama. Okay, so again, this is good news coming from the State House. According to News Channel 5, Tennessee lawmakers have approved a second, count it, two tax-free holiday weekends. This new one is for restaurant sales in 2020.
Yeah, so the first one is actually going to be taking place July 31st through August 2nd. And this is the one for like school supplies, computers under $3,000, I think cars.
It's really aimed at that back to school time.
Yeah, so.
And all those kind of supplies getting ready for the new school year.
The new school year.
Yeah, so this is for the new culinary year here in Nashville. So the second one is scheduled for August 7th through 9th. And on that weekend, the retail sale of food and drink by restaurants and limited service restaurants, they are exempt from being taxed. The standard sales tax holiday continues in 2021. So it's not just this year. So it's next year as well.
This may be a permanent thing that this is happening, which is fantastic.
It could be the start, hopefully. Cross your fingers to get Nashville's restaurant scene back to where we want it to be. It's really interesting. I think we really take for granted the restaurant scene we have here in Nashville. I was on the phone with my grandmother over the weekend, and she's kind of been in quarantine because she's been in and out of the hospital. So, you know, they've wanted to really kind of keep her away from, you know, pretty much everybody. But, you know, when I was on the phone with her, I was like, well, how long has it been? Or when's the last time that you've, you know, really never been to a restaurant in 3 months? And she said, well, when I was a kid, you know, we didn't go to restaurants. She said, I don't think I ever went to a restaurant when I was a kid. And when we moved to the town that I'm from in Kentucky, which now has around 30,000. So there are plenty of restaurants in there now. They had one restaurant in that entire town.
That's crazy.
And so, you know, they're, you know, now we grow up in a restaurant scene.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. So, you know, this could be the revitalization for the restaurant scene here in Nashville.
Yeah, I want to say if you look back historically, restaurants really started to boom like around the 90s. And that's where you start having these more independent like artisan restaurants start developing in like South Carolina, North Carolina. And then now they've made their way all across the United States. But I didn't really eat at any restaurants until I was about 16 years old.
Really?
Yeah. So I would have pizza and wings, of course, because I'm from New York. Like pizza, wings, subs, like that's the typical like eating out. But you always brought it home. But I didn't really start eating in restaurants until I was about the age of 16.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just always been around them, and it's very interesting. Sometimes you don't think there was an entire culture, at least people who
there was not a Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Don't make me think of such things. All right. So that, again, is going to be August 7th through 9th. You can mark your calendars for that for this year as well as 2021. All right. Continuing with food. And no, I'm not tricking you this time. Continuing with the food theme, later in the episode, we're going to talk about a great daycation that we're going to recommend for people to get out of Nashville and go experience something cool. And this is one of the restaurants that's in an area near this place. So, Stuart, tell us about this restaurant that you and I visited recently.
Yeah, so Aaron and I went to the restaurant called Jim Oliver's Smokehouse, and it's found in Mount Eagle, Tennessee, which is on top of the mountain. It's the largest mountain until you get to Chattanooga. And it's literally you go up this mountain and you're like, oh, there's this random exit. I'm just going to get off here and see what happens. Then you see a McDonald's, a Sonic, and then you see Jim Oliver's Smokehouse. It's a big restaurant. It has a really nice display in front.
Yeah, it really does. So what's the atmosphere of this place?
It's like Cracker Barrel, but times like 10. So it's like
that's a good way to put it.
It's
yeah,
like, it's like they
and
have
live
a,
music.
They have live music, yeah, on Fridays and Saturdays, I believe, and then they have a general store that is so big. It's bigger than any Cracker Barrel general store.
It's like if you've ever been to kind of a southern small town antique store, and it just kind of keeps going. That's what it really reminds you of.
Yeah, and then you go around one.
There's
corner.
Even a tiny museum in there.
There is. It's a super interesting place, and the food is actually quite good. So I had the brisket sandwich, which the brisket was, it was good.
It makes you want to have it again real soon.
Like I want to go back and have that. And then I had fried green tomatoes, which tasted fantastic. I wasn't a huge fan of the batter that they used, but the tomato inside of the fried green tomato
was really good.
Great.
The ranch that we used to dip it in, it felt like a mix between like a ranch and a tartar.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, and that makes sense with the batter that they used. It tasted more of like a fish fry batter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had crispy Brussels sprouts, which were crispy on the inside. They had salt and pepper all throughout. It was a fantastic Brussels sprouts. But the thing I was most fascinated by was the barbecue sauces. They had a coffee barbecue sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
A peach barbecue sauce, And then they had one called Burning Rectums. Hot, hot, hot.
We did not have that one.
Because I didn't want a burning rectum. Yeah. So that's why I didn't try the barbecue sauce.
We still had to get back to Nashville. Yeah. The other barbecue sauces, they were okay. I wasn't a huge fan of any of them. The barbecue sauce that came with
the sandwich
was pretty good.
I think I enjoyed that one. That's the barbecue sauce that's supposed to be paired with it. Right. But the brisket was great. The bread was great. And then we had fried pies. So I had a chocolate fried pie and a coconut fried pie. It sounds like I ate this all in one sitting. I didn't. It was spread out throughout an entire day.
We tried, but yeah, it didn't happen.
We couldn't. But the chocolate pie was good. Like the fried pie was good. It wasn't the best fried pie I've had for chocolate.
The dough was good with the chocolate, but the icing, I'm not a huge icing fan personally, yeah. So that it was too chocolatey in the middle for the chocolate pie for me.
But I had the coconut one, and the coconut one was hands down the best coconut fried pie that I've had in my entire life.
Yeah, see, I had the blueberry one, and I really enjoyed that. It was what you expect from a really good blueberry filling inside of a pie, inside of that kind of fried, they call it a fried pie. It's kind of a mix between like a fried pie, a donut, and some kind of, I can't even think of the word, like a meat pocket, except filled with...
Oh, it's like a hot pocket, but with toppings. Yeah.
But more like a donut and filled with good toppings and pie toppings.
It's super unique. I love fried pies. You don't get them much around places.
No.
State fairs, that's where you really get your fried pies.
Yep. All right. We still have some food coming along the way, believe it or not. I'm not lying this time. For Explorers Nashville tip of the day. But before we get to the food, we have to get to the fun.
Yeah, and that fun includes hiking at a waterfall and seeing amazing views. And so for our tip of the day, it's a great day. They had the Burgess Falls. It's a Tuesday. So that means the crowds aren't going to be there like they are on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Yeah.
We have heard reports recently. They've literally have been towing cars because of how high traffic Burgess Falls is. So if you're wanting to avoid the crowds, this is the day to go to Burgess Falls.
Yeah. So the cool thing about Burgess Falls, there are three gorgeous waterfalls to see along the trail. And they're kind of like
the ride?
No, I'm trying to think of like you have a small and then a medium and then large. You get to the,
it seems like
and then
like
you get to the large waterfalls.
It's like you go like Burger King and you're like, I want the small and it's a small. And then they give you like
the baby bear, mama bear, and then
the Papa bear
one.
Yeah.
But the big waterfall is huge. It's, like you don't realize
how
big these waterfalls can be in Tennessee. It is enormous.
It's big. It's one of the best. It's one of my favorite waterfalls to take photos of.
Yeah. So it's pretty incredible. The interesting thing about Burgess that we're not sure of, because we haven't been there since we filmed for our waterfall video. And when we filmed for that time, you couldn't go to the bottom because they were still constructing, or should I say reconstructing,
the trail
and staircase to go down to the bottom of there. So I'm not sure how much you'd be able to go to the bottom of that Granddaddy Falls, but even the views from just the normal trails are fantastic.
So it goes down the hill 250 feet in elevation.
It's not just tall, it's wide.
It's one of the biggest waterfalls in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so that's the adventure part. Now what's the food part?
All right, so now you're going to make your way up to Cookeville. You actually have to drive through Cookeville almost to get there if you want to take the interstate the entire way. And then you're going to go back to Cookeville to a restaurant called World Foods. I've heard that this place is absolutely amazing. They serve a lot of Mediterranean food, pizza, gyros, other Mediterranean foods. And I've heard this from about 15 people.
Oh, nice.
If you're in Cookeville, you need to eat at World Foods.
That's where you need to go.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Waterfalls and good food. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day. And a good thing to pair with good food, good dessert is good coffee, and you pair good coffee with a good mug, and you can get a limited edition Nashville Daily coffee mug by subscribing to our Patreon. Help support this podcast. In exchange, you get a lot, as well as a free Nashville Daily limited edition coffee mug. You also get an early release of the Nashville story. We're going to talk a little bit about rock and roll in Nashville, and that's coming out Saturday. You can have access to that on Friday by becoming a Patreon subscriber. You can get that mug. Head on over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com right now. And you know what's very interesting about Tennessee? This is a very Tennessee-themed podcast because Nashville fits into the bigger story of Tennessee, and sometimes you need to experience what's outside of Nashville. And when you think of some of the things that make Tennessee very interesting, we have the waterfalls, we have great food, and we also have a lot of this, and that's caves. We have a lot of caves here in Tennessee.
But another thing that makes Tennessee really interesting is the music history.
Yeah.
And the music scene in Tennessee.
Yeah. So what we're about to tell you, Daycation from Tennessee, it's kind of our first in a series of many to come. It mixes both of these elements of Tennessee very, very well, music and caves. And it comes with a place called the Caverns.
Yeah, so this is found down in Grundy County, which if you want to learn some more of the history of Grundy County, we actually just came out with a YouTube video featuring the owner, Todd Mayo.
Yeah.
And we learned about the deep history of Grundy County, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
There is some deep history in this county.
It's great history. It's worth checking out. So go and watch that video, because Todd gets into a little bit of the history of Grundy County there, stuff that we didn't know about and that's worth looking. So go and check that out. That will be in our show notes. But we are here to talk about the Caverns. Now, you may not have heard the Caverns before, but you may have heard of a series called Bluegrass Underground.
Yeah, so this is a show that's been on PBS since, I believe, 2008. And it initially started at the Cumberland Caverns. And then now the show has moved to the Caverns, which is found in Grundy County, like we said.
Yeah, so this music, I mean, it's just an incredible music show with some amazing artists. They've got a full list on their website. But, you know, the Bluegrass Underground started with Chris Stapleton, which is really, really cool. That's a great artist to start with, from somebody rock and roll playing in caves. Like, that's just amazing. But the Caverns and then the Bluegrass Underground, it's kind of like a concert series where they are recording these amazing artists that play literally inside of a cave that really is just, you know, happen circumstance that this is made for. You know, they really didn't go out and like carve a cave for this. This is a cave that was essentially just found and happened to be just right to be a stage for music here in Tennessee.
Yeah, so they're called show caves. And so basically there's a lot of show caves throughout the world, and there's a lot of show caves, especially here in Middle Tennessee. The last show cave that I really knew about was the Cumberland Caverns. There's also one at Dunbar Cave. And so late 1800s, all the way up until the mid-1900s, that Dunbar Cave was actually used as a show cave. And now,
wow, yeah,
this one at the Caverns is actually being used as a show cave as well. It holds around 1,200 people standing, and I think it's around 850 people seated, but it's a super intimate show inside of a cave. Have you ever seen a show inside of a cave?
So, yes.
Okay.
And that's because I'm from Kentucky, where also caves are very prominent. So one of my cousins had their wedding reception in a cave, in a show cave.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Lost River Cave.
That's so cool. Oh, yeah, you told me about that when we went up to Kentucky and saw that cave.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that was really cool. So I've seen it there. One of the best features of having any kind of event in a cave is the temperature. It's always cool, and you never want to leave because it feels so great inside of the cave. So. So the place where they play, I think, is called, inside, it's called Big Room Cave. And it gets its name because it's just a massive, massive room where this concert is held. And if you go down there, you get a tour of this place, and you also get a tour of this new cave that they're opening at the Cavern. So you have this big giant cave where they play the music for Bluegrass Underground, and they host other concerts other than the PBS series. So they host concerts all throughout the year, obviously with the exception of COVID.
Yeah. Typically, they host around 75 concerts a year.
Which is incredible.
Which is, yeah, absolutely amazing. And they just opened a brand new cave. And this cave is as long as 3 football fields, and it's all open space.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. And there are pretty much 2 kinds of tours that you can take. These are available 7 days a week. You can take a guided tour through that show cave that's 3 football fields long. You can also take an adventure cave tour and go even deeper. Stuart, what was the kind of experience that he was describing? If you take that adventure tour and go a little deeper in the cave, he compared it to the Goonies.
Yeah, he literally compared it to the Goonies. And so what Todd said when we were out there last week, he actually said, yeah, there's this adventure cave and you have to crawl through some caves. And I'm like, how tight is it? Like, I'm a big guy. would I get stuck? And he's like, no, you won't get stuck, but it'll be tight. And I'm like, yeah, I could do that. But he said it takes about several hours to get to this room.
I think it's about a 3-hour adventure.
And then 3 hours back, I think. And but it takes that long to get to this room. And he said there's a waterfall and there's like this open pond. And it sounds absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And I want to do it right now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It sounds absolutely incredible. So you can take a tour 7 days a week. I believe they're doing it on the hour, every hour, from I think it's like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or something like that.
At 4.
It's a great tour. You learn a lot about the history of Grundy County. You learn about the history of the cave that you go in. And the cool part about this cave is the entrance is actually brand new to the show cave where you go in and take the tour. The entrance before was actually just a small little hole in the ground where you kind of had to climb through and kind of belly your way through to get through to this big 3 football fields long room.
Yeah.
But now they've made an entrance where, you know, you could just walk right in very comfortably into this large room.
So it's a hands down a really cool experience. It's a great daycation away from Nashville. One of my highlights was actually at the end of the football room cave. I can't remember what this cave is called, this show cave, this big open space cave. They completely turned off the lights, and there is like this narrative of stories of people in caves, like Bilbo Baggins and Moses and some other stories, but it was telling like the history of how caves were used.
Yeah, so, and you know, just the area is great. The valley that it sits in,
stunning,
is gorgeous. I think could be one of the most beautiful areas of Middle Tennessee for sure. Kind of in that mode where you start to leave Middle Tennessee and get into
the mountains
in Eastern Tennessee, but it is a gorgeous area of Tennessee. You can hopefully see that in our video over on YouTube. That link is in the show notes, and you'll be able to learn more about this cave and kind of see for yourself what it looks like. And we would highly recommend going down there to take a trip, whether you go and take a tour, the 1-hour tour, take an adventure tour, or go to see a show whenever they're back and have their lineup set. And the cool thing about this, you know, daycation is not only do you go and see the caverns, but you also have a few great places to go and eat in this Mon Eagle, Suwannee area. And there's more adventure in that area than just the show cave. So it's a great place to take a daycation. One of these places, it's a natural rock bridge in Suwannee.
Yeah, which is, it's fantastic. So you literally get off for the Suwannee exit. I think it's the Suwannee exit. And
yeah, this is Mon Eagle, Suwannee. They're
same exit. But you go down the road. It's probably, 8 minutes, 10, 15 minutes down the road at the most. And you pull up to this parking lot, and you literally, it's a flight of stairs down to this natural rock bridge. And it's really cool. It's a super unique thing in Middle Tennessee. And you see photos. I see photos of the Suwannee Bridge posted from people like exploring from around the world.
Yeah. So it's a really, really cool thing to see and experience. You can kind of see how somebody would maybe back in the day live in that area. So it's a really, really neat geological feature. Also, you have the University of the South is right there by there. So you have a small little tiny college town for Suwannee. And then you have obviously the smokehouse that we talked about. You have a great sandwich shop that we really tried to get to, but it was too busy.
Yeah, it's called Mountain Goat Market. And we literally went around the parking lot four times.
There were probably 50 cars at this little place.
It was insane. I was like, man, this is like a Nashville restaurant when COVID was like non-existing.
Yeah. And if you want to kind of spend a weekend there, there's a place called Monte Glen, and I've stayed there. And it's incredible. It's a great little B&B. And you can start your adventure off right by there.
And then up the road, you have South Cumberland State Park. Yep. You have Foster Falls. And then when you're heading back into Nashville, you stop in a little exit called Manchester. That's where Bonnaroo is typically hosted. It's canceled this year. but there's Old Stone Fort Archaeological State Park.
Yep.
Which is fantastic.
Yep. All right. So head on down to the caverns. Take yourself a nice little daycation away from Nashville. You can watch the video. And we'll put all the links in the show notes so you can learn more about that. All right, we're going to go out with our local artist, Kate Puckett, with Decree, with their song Excuses. You can find the link in the show notes. You can find all of our artists by searching into Spotify, Nashville Daily Artist of the Day. Since Decree sent in this song, let's learn a little bit about him. He's been in Nashville for 8 years, and he has some great choices for restaurants that he really likes here in Nashville. The first is Sushi 88.
Yeah, which is a restaurant found in the Hillsborough Pike, Hillsborough Village
Hillsborough
area.
Village, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Dragon, Big Dragon Mural.
It's like on Bell Court, so yeah. It's like across from the Bell Court Theater, and supposedly they have great sushi. I'm not a big sushi fan, so I don't know. But another great restaurant he has is Edley's Barbecue, that took sandwich... Tuck sandwich, however the heck you say it, with the fried egg, pimento cheese on smoked brisket.
It is very, very good.
So good. And then this is one of my personal favorites. I take a lot of visitors to is Loveless Cafe, and anything at Loveless is good.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Five Points Pizza, which thankfully survived the tornado,
which is insane.
Yeah. Like, so they have two locations.
They have two locations. They have one in Charlotte and then one in Five Points in East Nashville. And then Jenny's Ice Cream. You can learn more about Jenny's Ice Cream by going back to yesterday's episode to listen to our top ice cream locations in Nashville.
All right. So here is Kate Puckett and Decree with their song Excuses.
On my lips like every other line, they don't understand, cause they never had a lady like mine. I just wanna love ya and hold ya and kiss every inch till the sun comes up, losing the day, reminiscing on how far we've come. No one can compete with the beauty that you exude. So glad I'm your dude, don't get confused, make any excuse, cause I'm so into you. Just to be with you. I've been
excuses.
And that was Kate Puckett and Decree with their song Excuses. And hopefully you learned a little bit more about Tennessee with caves and the caverns and Monteagle and Suwanee. If you didn't know those places existed, they're there and they're great.
They do exist. Tomorrow's episode, we're talking about record-breaking commercial real estate numbers that are here in the city of Nashville.
All right. If you thought real estate was dead, tune into tomorrow's episode. We'll see you then.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We really, really appreciate it. You can find more of us over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to get involved. We are over on YouTube as well. If you want to learn more about Nashville at xplr.nash, come hang out with us there.
We're also on Instagram at xplr.nash. If you want some Nashville-themed merchandise, xplr.life. And go rate the podcast 5 stars.